USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is expected to pass an active shooter alert bill tonight. It would authorize Amber Alert-style warnings for active shooter incidents. Amber Alerts provide information about missing children. Once the bill gets the thumbs up in the House, it next heads to the Senate. President Biden is in Israel, his first stop on his trip to the Middle East. The president reminding everyone that the U.S. relationship with Israel is strong.
I'm proud to say that our relationship with the state of Israel is deeper and stronger, in my view, than it's ever been. And with this visit, we're strengthening our connections even further.
The president and the Israeli prime minister are expected to discuss technology and global challenges such as climate change. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New inflation numbers out are a cause of concern for many Americans.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Wednesday Americans paid dearly for essential goods in June as inflation kept its hold on a slowing U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of everyday goods and services related to the cost of living, soared to 9.1% from a year ago. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House Oversight Committee holds a hearing on abortion rights and access across the nation and the impact of the Supreme Court decision to return abortion regulation back to the state. Kentucky Republican Congressman and ranking member James Comer says Democrats are misdirecting from other policy issues.
The Dobbs decision did not outlaw abortion. Instead, it returned the issue to the states for the people to decide.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden is in Israel on his first stop of his trip to the Middle East. At the arrival ceremony, the president talks about how he believes peace can be forged between Israel and Palestinians.
We'll discuss my continued support, even though I know it's not in the near term, a two-state solution. That remains, in my view, the best way to ensure the future of equal measure of freedom, prosperity, and democracy for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Ukraine's foreign minister is indicating there will be no more peace talks with Russia as the invasion continues. He told CNN there's really nothing to discuss. The minister said Ukraine aims to get back its territorial integrity and full sovereignty in the east and in the south of Ukraine. Fire crews are losing containment on the Washburn fire burning in California's Yosemite National Park. Containment dropped from 22% to 17% Wednesday morning. Fire officials blamed increased fire activity and warm weather for the setback. The blaze has so far burned over 3,700 acres. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the flames. The Big 12 is open for business. That's what Commissioner Brett Yormark said at the start of the conference's media days. His remarks come as speculation has circulated about which teams could be joining the conference. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.